It is true that politics in many places can be a dangerous game, and this is especially true in Pakistan. General Pervez Musharraf was that country's military ruler for nearly a decade. This year, he returned home after 4 years of self-imposed exile. The former dictator was hoping to run for office again. Instead, he's set to become the first ever ex-army chief to be tried for treason. NPR's Philip Reeves has the story.
Opponents of Musharraf have a long list of grievances. There's the coup in which Musharraf seized power in 1999. There's his crackdown on Pakistan's judiciary, in which he sacked the Chief Justice. There's the arrest and detention of lawyers who took to the streets to protest. But the treason case against Musharraf concerns just one item on that list, something that happened one night 6 years ago.
That inaction at this moment is suicide for Pakistan. And I cannot allow this country to commit suicide.
On the 3rd of November 2007, General Musharraf appeared on TV to announce that he was imposing a state of emergency on Pakistan. Musharraf's excuse was that he was saving Pakistan from turmoil, including the confrontation with the judiciary and also a rapidly spreading Islamist insurgency. Under emergency rule, the turmoil grew. So did the opposition to his rule, led by Pakistan's lawyers. The following year, facing the threat of impeachment, Musharraf resigned. Now Musharraf's past is returning to haunt him. The civilian prime minister whom Musharraf deposed back in 1999 was Nawaz Sharif. Sharif's back in office and seems determined to make sure no army general can seize power again. Prosecuting Musharraf for treason is one way of doing that, says Ziauddin Mohammed, editor of the Express Tribune newspaper.
Nawaz and most of the politicians in this country perhaps have come to the conclusion that they need to punish a military general once for all.
The accusation against Musharraf is that by imposing a state of emergency, he violated Pakistan's constitution. Lawyer Ahmed Raza Kasuri is number two in Musharraf's political party. Kasuri says trying the general for treason will open a Pandora's box because hundreds of top officials were involved in imposing the emergency.
We have prepared a list of roughly about 800 people, military generals, which include military generals, senior bureaucrats, about 80 judges of the superior courts.
Kasuri disputes the evidence against Musharraf and says the real reason the government's pursuing the case is because Pakistan's in trouble.
This is a diversionary tactic.
This is a diversionary tactic because
people of Pakistan's eyes are focused on poverty, hunger, price hike.
The lawyers' enclave in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, is a warren of alleys. Clerks sit on wooden benches outside and, for a few cents, tap out affidavits on battered computers. It'll be a long time before the lawyers here forget their battle to stop Musharraf interfering with the judiciary. Nisar Shah wound up in jail for leading an anti-Musharraf demonstration. He says he's glad the general's going to be tried for treason. He thinks it's important to defend Pakistan's constitution. As for that warning about opening a Pandora's box,
let it be opened. Let's expose those who have committed crimes in the past. This is doing Pakistan a great service.
Analysts warn that this case could take Pakistan into precarious terrain. Pakistan's civilian leaders and the military top brass have an abrasive relationship. Trying Musharraf risks further alienating the generals, and that's dangerous.
Army is one extended clan.
Ahmed Raza Kasuri, from Musharraf's political party, says army officers are not happy that their former chiefs facing prosecution.
People are talking, you see, people are feeling very upset that a man from our clan is being mistreated, you see.
Attempts are being made to prosecute Musharraf for several other alleged offences, though their success is far from certain. Analysts say the treason case is Musharraf's biggest problem. If convicted, he faces life in prison, or theoretically the death penalty, though that's considered very unlikely. Kasuri says the general's undeterred.
He is psychologically very strong. See, he's a commando, and commandos are normally very brave people.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.